I'm joined by Misha, Sarah, and Piper from local band Knitting. Thanks so much for talking with me, guys.
Thank you.
So I guess just starting off, I want to chat about your recent record that came out last year, Some Kind of Heaven. So this was a bit of a pandemic project from what I've read. Can you tell me a little bit about how this album all came together in the sort of lockdown period?
Sure. I started writing the songs that are on the first Knitting EP during like the pandemic, and that kind of was more so the pandemic project. But then Some Kind of Heaven is kind of like not like post-pandemic, but post like lockdown type songs that we all started writing collaboratively. So it's kind of like coming out of that period, I guess.
Yeah, it was definitely like once we were able to actually, like Misha said, post lockdown, like Misha assembled us into the band, and then we started working on these newer songs that Misha had like riffs or ideas for, and yeah, collaboratively as a band, like flesh them out into the album.
Yeah, and I guess kind of with that, so the album got a lot of really big press at its release, and a lot of like you guys had a Stereo Gum write up, Pitchfork Select, Nardwuar, like all of these really cool kind of opportunities. How did it feel to have all of this buzz around your kind of full length release?
It was cool. I think like a lot of that credit goes to like working with Mint Records, like 'cause they're a super established record label with a long history of grunge and rock bands that like really fit into our niche. So we're super grateful that they like supported us with the release, and I think all of us were like really excited that people were actually checking it out and getting the online reviews and stuff is cool. It's what you want when you release music.
Yeah, it's definitely very gratifying.
Yeah, it feels really good. Super grateful. Like Sarah said, we've had an amazing team behind us. Like, this wasn't just us throwing the album out there and hoping people would notice, you know. There's been emails sent and calls made and whatever, and people in our corner trying to make sure that it actually gets some attention. And yeah, it's been really validating, really exciting. I think we're all excited to keep the momentum going and start working on new stuff.
I guess with that, do you guys have any plans for new stuff? Are you kind of already writing, recording, or are you kind of letting this be a long release before a new project?
I think it's kind of like it's been over a year and a half since we recorded it. We're definitely working on new material. We've got two new singles in the tank. The one's coming up next month, early next month. And we're going to be recording a new record in the summer. But at the same time, we're stoked to do a year of promoting this record. We did a tour in the fall promoting the record, and everything we do for the next year will be in support of that.
Yeah, and I guess when this airs, our the first of those singles Sarah mentioned, Nightlight, will be out in the world.
Yeah.
Amazing. I guess, yeah, going to your festival dates coming up. So you're playing New Colossus and then right after South By. How are you guys feeling about that? It's coming up really soon, and that's a lot of shows, like really back to back. How do you feel about that right now?
I'm excited for the shows and excited for the festivals. I'm feeling kind of stressed because there's still so much to do like before we leave, and I have been sick for like 2 weeks, so I'm kind of just like bedridden and like not really able to do the stuff that has to get done, but I'm excited and hopeful that I'll just be back to normal by the time we leave. Yeah, I think we're like all just trying to figure out how to pack for two seasons in one carry-on suitcase and ready to check out all the barbecue vibes in Texas.
Yeah, I've wanted to go to South By for so long. I think we all kind of feel that way. And we have a lot of friends going this year, like other bands like Ribbon Skirt and Open Head and Her New Knife and Shower Curtain. So I think it's going to be a lot of fun, and obviously excited to see other bands we don't know yet. And yeah, especially excited for the weather. Like, my street just got cleared and now it's snowing again.
I guess what would be your like ideal outcome of these festivals? Because they're both New Colossus and especially South by, they're like music festivals, but it's also a lot of like industry and networking and all of that. I guess like what's your ideal, get back to Montreal? What have you kind of accomplished?
Millions of dollars.
Yeah, we're joined now by Andy, the drummer
Hi,
here
sorry.
knitting.
You entered the meeting without permission.
Oh no.
No, I'm just kidding.
Breach. I
Breach, private security breach. Andy's
know.
injured. The question was, what's the ideal outcome? I think just playing our best show and like just showing folks our music and then making some friends. And often, like, I feel like you don't get to really see the outcome of these things until way later. So it's more important to just represent yourself the best you can and like have fun, I think. Anyone
Yeah,
else?
realistically, I'm just excited to meet other bands. We're kind of in the same stage of being a musician, stage of releasing music or having just released music, and yeah, I mean that's why we tour. You create community that you end up being friends with these people for life pretty much, and when they come through your town, you put them up, you get them a good show, et cetera, et cetera. So yeah, that's probably the most attractive thing about South by for me.
It's also how we all met, essentially,
Literally.
as individuals.
Yeah,
Yeah,
can you tell me a
totally.
little bit about how you guys met? Yeah, like how knitting all came to be.
Okay, sure. I was on tour with a rock band from Edmonton, and we were out east. And we just happened to be playing the same show as Misha's old band, Lonely Parade. I was in a band called Power Buddies from Edmonton, and we basically played a show together and had a good time. Immediately invited them, Lonely Parade, to come play with us. Is a Cape Breton island. Yeah, it was Cape Breton.
Yeah.
And then we played a second show together. And that would have been maybe 2015, 2016. And then, yeah, a couple of years later, Misha and I both moved to Montreal around the same time. And we obviously had kept in touch. And so, yeah, that's, I guess, my connection to Misha. I kind of met Sarah and Piper as the band was starting, although I knew Sarah from the previous project Property. So.
Yeah, and then me and Piper met like 10 years ago, when I was volunteering for community radio that they worked at. And I met Misha in St. John's, my hometown, when they came through with their old band. And me and Auntie, we did karaoke together before we were friends at Pop Montreal.
That bar is not even there anymore.
Doesn't even exist.
Yeah, it's gone.
We all met through playing music and going to festivals. That's the moral.
Yeah, and
Yeah.
I originally met Misha through like mutual friends, like in music, and did some like production work or mastering on the first EP that they did, and then when they were putting the band together, got to jump in.
This sort of idea of like everybody's working in different projects and kind of just like finding each other and coming together. Because I kind of wanted to ask more so, like, how do you find you fit within like the Montreal indie scene, especially with all the kind of changes within the scene post-pandemic, venues shutting down, different sort of festivals popping up. How do you find Montreal music right now? And maybe what would you want to see more of maybe in coming years?
New bands, always want to see new bands. And that's hard with venues shutting down. But I mean, fortunately, there are some new venues opening up. And I think it's really important, to have like small, accessible venues. Unfortunately, in Montreal, accessible, like physically accessible is such a
such a high bar. Every place has so many stairs. So we do need more physically accessible venues, but also like financially accessible, like a place that doesn't have like a couple hundred dollar booking fee so bands can actually play a first show. But in terms of what's actually going on right now, it's feeling really good and vibrant again. Like there's all these really awesome bands and everybody's so supportive of each other, you know, like everybody goes to each other's shows and that feels really good.
Yeah, I agree. It feels like we're in. I was talking about this because we interviewed truck violence for South by earlier in the week, and we were also talking about like it feels like the scene is kind of on and up right now, like kind of being interested to see kind of which bands kind of explode out of this scene that's happening like right now. But yeah, I guess one other thing I wanted to ask you guys is I, when kind of preparing for this, I was rewatching your music videos and especially the Spirit Gum video, which I love. And then at the end, I was waiting to see like who put this together? Like what? Like this is such a like fun concept and kind of high production value. But then saw that you guys put the whole thing together yourself and like here at Concordia as well. So I kind of wanted to know a little bit more about your sort of approach to the visuals of knitting, because I feel like you guys have a really strong like visual aesthetic presence as well. So yeah, I guess kind of like how do you approach things like making music videos to go along with the latest album.
Cool. It's funny that you say we have a strong visual presence because I feel like all of us are, maybe I'm making assumption, but all of us are like the most nervous about that aspect of the project, or at least the most uncertain about it. But the Spirit Gum music video, basically Piper made all the puppets with Misha's help, and we kind of just like went out one day and did it.
Yeah, I think the DIY spirit carries us far because, you know, as lucky as we are to have a label and all this support, you know, it's not like the 90s. There's not like tons and tons and tons of money just being thrown at us to do whatever we want with. So, a lot of it is just like, you know, we had an idea. Like for that, I was like, I really want to make puppets. Does everybody vibe with that? And I think Andy was kind of like, I want to see sort of like a hero's journey. And Misha had to move again and again and again. So it ended up turning into, it just came together really naturally that we were like, let's make this kind of cheeky, cute social commentary about the state of renting in Montreal with our little puppets. And Misha's master sewer and made the little bodies and outfits and helped me glue yarn hair to the heads that I made. And yeah, it just, you know, it just kind of came together because we all just want to make it happen.
I love I appreciate the high production value comment because the green screen for a lot of those shots was just in Piper's kitchen, and the BTS pics I think we've shared some online, but they're pretty funny because it's literally just us like sort of sprawled out across chairs in front of this makeshift green screen. But yeah, I would just add that we have really awesome creative friends. We got to work with Marlena Moore and Frank Limonage, who did well, we borrowed, I guess, the apartment. I don't know if I'm missing
Interior
anyone.
designer.
Interior designer, yeah. But yeah, we're, you know, we're fortunate that even outside of that music video, we have some really talented visual artist friends and actors and just people who are just creative and, you know, we love to work with.
No, I just thought it was such, like you were saying, combining the like very kind of Montreal specific social commentary with the puppets, I just thought was, yeah, just such a creative idea. I guess I just wanted to ask, like, what you mentioned. You have a few singles on the way, but what do you see as like next year for knitting? What do you where do you want to see the band going? Because you had such a big sort of 2024. What's in store for 2025, and kind of what's your big goal?
I think we all kind of want to spend more time actually like writing and recording music together. which has been nice. Like, we already started the year off strong with recording a couple singles. I think we want to go, we would really love to try to go to Europe in the fall, but it's just kind of up in the air. But yeah, I think focusing more on just like making music and playing music, I think, is like kind of where I see like the emphasis.
I was joined here by local band Knitting ahead of their appearances at New Colossus and South by Southwest in March. Thanks so much for talking to me, Andy, Sarah, Misha, and Piper. Can't wait to see you guys down in Austin.
Thank you.
Super.
We'll see you
Thank you.
there.
Thanks.
Thanks so much.